USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As the battle rages over Ukraine and NATO continues to deny a no-fly zone, Senator Marco Rubio, vice chair of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, said it's not quite that easy.
So basically, a no-fly zone, it means starting World War III. I think there are a lot of things we can do to help Ukraine protect itself, both from airstrikes and missile strikes. But I think people need to understand what a no-fly zone means. It's not some rule you pass that everybody has to oblige by. It's the willingness to shoot down the aircrafts of the Russian Federation, which is basically the beginning of World War III.
Rubio, speaking on ABC News this week, also said Secretary of State Antony Blinken is actively looking at a potential deal with Poland to supply aircraft. The national average price for gas has now topped $4 a gallon. The lowest statewide average is Missouri, where unleaded stands at $3.60 a gallon, and the highest prices are being seen in California, where the statewide average stands at $5.29 a gallon. This is USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.